Fun Fly-In is just around the corner. And today, Gene Conrad, President and CEO of the Aerospace Center for Excellence and Sun and Fun, kicked off the commission meeting with a presentation celebrating 50 years of fly-ins. He shared many of the exciting events that participants can look forward to as a part of this year's historic fly-in, including the Thunderbirds, who are headlining this year's air show, as well as the opportunity to connect with vendors and check out vintage and home-built planes, warbirds, and so much more. And this year, there's entertainment every night of the event. The 50th annual Sun and Fun Fly-In kicks off on April 9th and continues through the 14th. And all net proceeds of the event go to the benefit of the educational programs at Sun and Fun and the Aerospace Center for Excellence. Also at the start of today's meeting, beautification awards were presented to residential recipients Patricia and Corbett Evans of Summerfield Drive and to commercial recipient Swan Lake Village. Mayor Bill Mutz issued three proclamations today, recognizing April as Child Abuse Prevention Month, Deaf History Month, and National Records and Information Management Month. Commissioner Chad McLeod then summarized the Finance Committee meeting from Friday, March 29th, and then Commissioner Mike Music summarized the Real Estate and Transportation Committee meeting from that same day. One notable item is the city's acceptance of the donation of Holloway Park. The Holloway Park Foundation, which is the legacy of Marianne and Ed Holloway, is donating the 379-acre park to the city. Valued at $12.9 million, it is the largest land donation the city has ever received. This donation brings the City of Lakeland's total open spaces to 2,235 acres. That's 17.7 acres per 1,000 residents. Holloway Park offers 3K, 5K, and 10K courses. It's the second-rated cross-country course in the state of Florida. Over 30 cross-country track meets are held at Holloway Park annually, including the FloridaRunners.com Invitational, which brings in 4,500 runners, the third largest meet in the country. The addition of this park also means the city now has another 18-hole disc golf course. The park will be managed by the city's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Arts Department. Commissioners passed several resolutions and agreements today, including 6 recommendations from the city manager and 7 utility funding requests. Recommendations included the purchase of a 2003 Oshkosh Striker 1500 aircraft rescue firefighting vehicle for Lakeland International Airport, which will replace their current backup unit, which was built in 1984. The cost of this vehicle is $575,000. The city is also set to replace aging playground equipment and safety surfacing at Barnett Park in downtown Lakeland. The playground was first installed 20 years ago and is heavily utilized. The cost for the equipment and safety upgrades is just over $300,000. And finally, the City Commission held a discussion on the importance of acknowledging Juneteenth as an official holiday in the City of Lakeland. After much discussion, the Commission unanimously agreed that it was imperative to recognize the significance of this date and voted to approve funding to make this day a paid holiday for all city employees, starting this year. Juneteenth marks the day when the last enslaved people in the United States were finally freed in 1865. The holiday was adopted as an official federal holiday by President Joe Biden in 2021. Commissioners stated today that by providing city employees with a paid holiday on Juneteenth, the city is showing its commitment to honoring the contributions and struggles of African Americans throughout history. Many of the details of the Commission's agenda items are discussed during the agenda study meetings, which usually take place on the Friday before the Commission meeting. You can watch today's Commission meeting, or Friday's agenda study, or the Utility Committee meeting from Friday. All of these links are in the description of this video. I'm Andrew Gash with the Communications Department for the City of Lakeland, and those are your meeting minutes.